Quartet with the Kengding Chingye, and it's an old-time dance party. It's from the Abigail Washburn and the Sparrow Quartet CD on Network Records. And all being well, they're going to be playing at the St. James Hall on the 7th of October. Try and confirm that over the next couple of days, anyway. And it's all to coincide with the release of Bela Fleck's movie of his musical travels through Africa. And it's been accepted into the Vancouver International Film Festival. So the Sparrow Quartet is going to be in town for that, and we're trying to put together a gig for them, so why not? And maybe Red Chamber will be on that bill as well, so yeah, stay tuned for that. And then this Tuesday there's a rare appearance in town of the Maynards. They've emerged from the underworld to perform at the Jericho Folk Club at the Sailing Centre next Tuesday night. Nora Rendell's back in town briefly, and so catch this chance to hear the Maynards: Linda Bull on fiddle, Rebecca Blair on harp, Nora Rendell on wind instruments and vocals. And they are wonderful, and we'll have a track from them after this. Kengding Chingye.
They've been thinking all day and the day before, but now they're tired, don't wanna think no more. They call you sugar, call you pie, say you're pretty, they get you high. That's alright with me, nothing wrong with feeling good, nothing wrong with feeling good. He been drinking all day and the day before. He got so tired, he never drink no more. So he went down to Fifth Street and MLK, bought some cocaine, and there he stayed. I sat up all night and the night before. I thought he'd come back, sure as I was born. I turned on the TV, watched reality crime. Strapped her up, wait for the end of time. That's alright with me. Nothing wrong with feeling good. Nothing wrong with feeling good. Nothing wrong with feeling fine. that's all right with me. Nothing wrong with feeling good. Nothing wrong with feeling good. Nothing wrong with feeling fine.
She's rewarded me to the last day. She has gone to be wed to another. The bride and bride's party, to church they did go. The bride, she rode foremost, she put the best show. And I followed after her with a heart full of woe, to see me love wed to another. The bride and bride's party, in church they did stand, gold rings on their fingers, and love by the hand. The man she is wed to, he has houses and lands. He can have her, since I couldn't gain her. First time I saw her, she was seated down neat. I sat down beside her, not a bite could I eat. For I found me love's company far better than me, since love was the cause of my ruin. The next time I saw her, she was all dressed in white. The more I gazed on her, she dazzled my sight. I bowed down my hat and I bade her good night. Here's adieu to a false-hearted woman. So dig me a grave and dig it down deep and strew it all over with primrose so sweet, and lay me down easy, no more for to weep, since love was the cause of my ruin.
A lovely sad song from the Maynards, I Courted a Wee Girl. The Maynards, yes, thank you. And they're playing the Jericho Folk Club this Tuesday night at the Jericho Sailing Centre at 1300 Discovery Street. And it's worth going down there early, getting dinner on the best patio in town, overlooking the water. And then there's a session that starts at 7:30. And then there's the open stage section, and then there's an intermission, and there's another session. And then the Maynards will be the feature. So, a good evening out next Tuesday night for the Maynards. We had two tracks from their album, self-titled Alphonse, which is a Cantiga de Santa Maria from King Alphonse X of Spain. And I Courted a Wee Girl, a great traditional Irish song. Nora Rendell, Linda Ball and Rebecca Blair, the Maynards. Before that was Abigail Washburn and the Sparrow Quartet, Kangding Chinge. Old Time Dance Party. My goodness, that was a strange track. Very interesting album indeed, that one on Network Records. 11:15 here on CITR. What's next? What is next? I think we'll have some more harp music. This is Alice Howe, Vancouver harp player, and her version of The Musical Priest. We'll follow that with a gorgeous song from Maria Dunn. She's got a new album out. It's called The Peddler. And this is a tribute to an elderly woman, and I shall just refer to the liner notes so that I don't screw it up too much. But it's about the life of Eva Gold, born in 1906 in Ozorov, Poland. And she inspired this song written by Maria in honour of her 100th birthday. Yeah. And she's thanking Leslie Bauman Gulfrit for sharing the story of her grandmother's golden hands. And this really is an amazing song. We should probably play it with the Wind Is Getting Stronger from Rory McLeod, if I can find that, because it's a similar sort of thing. But it's a much different version of it. But this is Chavala Eva, or Ava, and it's a beautiful song from Maria Dunn, the new album, The Peddler, on Distant Whisper Music. And she's going to be in town opening for the No Shit Shirleys at the end of October, celebrating the launch of this album, which was produced by Shannon Johnson. So, Alice Howe first with The Musical Priest, and then Chavala Eva, and then a rather wonderful tune from Paddy Keenan and Tommy O'Sullivan, who were in an incredible form last night. What a finish to their show last night with some waltzes played on the Illand pipes. We don't have those for you, but we've got a very beautiful tune for you instead. But anyway, Start off with Alice Howe from the album Phosphorescence.
My baby girls and a family business, we built ourselves from scratch. I still worked hard, my stubborn Navy's match. Kavala, Eva, the life that you have made resonates like music sweetly played. As fabric woven from its countless strands falls so beautifully when shaped by gold. About it now, from a war-torn home to a bustling country house, a haven for my daughters, little ones, giving them the childhood I missed when I was young. And everything I've put my finger on, from buttonholes to the finest chiffon, all the nuance that ever caught my eye, still could never capture the richness of a life. Kavala, Eva, the life that you have made resonates like music sweetly played. As fabric woven from its countless strands falls so beautifully when shaped by gold.
You try to untie by telling, but you tie yourself up with the one who's told. Grandma's hands are stiff, when I hold them they're freezing. You're still refusing to get old. Her fingers hurt bad, can't close her handbag, can't do the buttons of her jumper up. Her body's gone wrong, but stubborn and strong, she argues with the doctor. Call me the nurse, I don't want to hurt. The police are getting younger, the stairs are getting longer, your voice is getting quieter, the wind is getting stronger. She immigrated from Russia at 9 months old. She's still got all her teeth, some are filled with gold, but they hurt her now when she drinks something cold. She won't stand no fool, see the rattle in her gobble. Her fingers hurt bad, can't close her handbag, can't do the buttons of her jumper up. Her body's gone wrong, but stubborn and strong, she argues with the doctor. Call me the nurse, I don't want to hurt. The cops are getting younger, the stairs are getting longer, your voice is getting quieter, the wind is getting stronger. Well, Grandma was raised near Stepney Green, between Aldgate East and Petticoat Lane. Her mother always made sure there was food to eat, but as a girl she ran around without shoes on her feet. Her dad spoke Russian, not much English, but Gran translated for him Cockney to Yiddish. She mothered her brothers and talked to the mother. The blindfold tried to stop her daughter seeing my father, because he was an atheist, he wasn't kosher. My mum and daddy loped so they could get closer, but my great-grand told my mum, you love him, that's enough, because my great-grand was forced to wear a man she didn't love. Grandma said we didn't know it, but times are very hard then, but then at least there was the dancing, but then at least we could go dancing. Do 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 da 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 da. When I was 6 years old, she told us I had to spoon feed and carry my brothers till they were old enough to walk. As a girl, she worked as a seamstress. That's how her 9 brothers and a sister were fed. She has a little hole in her front tooth from the constant biting of the cotton and thread. Her fingers hurt bad, can't close her handbag, can't do the buttons of her jumper up. Her body's gone wrong, but stubborn and strong, she argues with her doctor.
Well, call me the nurse, I don't want to hurt. The cops are getting younger. The stairs are getting longer, your voice is getting quieter. The wind is getting stronger. When she was 70 years, I saw her throw a spinning top and catch it spinning on a piece of string. She could touch her toes and shoot her neck forward and spin around the ballroom dancing. Well, she's fandangos, Charlesons and tangos. She and my grandpa would foxtrot. They won prizes, but illness sacrifices youth, so now they have both stopped. Call me the nurse, I don't want to hurt. The cops are getting younger. The stairs are getting longer, your voice is getting wider. The wind is getting stronger. Well, call me the nurse, I don't want to hurt. The police are getting younger. The stairs are getting longer, your voice is getting wider. The wind is getting stronger. The wind is getting stronger. The wind is getting stronger. Da 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 da
a beautiful couple of tunes there, written by Paddy Keenan, Evines and Cahas Kitchen. And that's from the album The Long Grazing Acre on Compass Records. Paddy Keenan and Tommy O'Sullivan were in town last night. Paddy was telling me he's forming a new band with Matt Molloy's son and Oisin McCauley from Danu. And either Tommy O'Sullivan or an American-based Irish guitarist, we're not sure. And they should be touring next year. I'm looking forward to that. What an amazing player, Paddy Keenan. Great piper, and they're playing the low whistle. And he was saying last night that whenever there was a storm blew up there in Ireland, him and his mate Finbar would pick up the broken television aerials and make whistles out of them. Brilliant. You've got to like that. It's great. Free enterprise, I think you could call that. Lovely. Before that was Rory McLeod, and I did squeeze that one in because Maria Dunn's song Havala Eva was about a seamstress, and Rory McLeod's grandmother was a seamstress as well. So we had Rory McLeod from his first album, Angry Love, The Wind Is Getting Stronger, and Maria Dunn from her brand new CD, The Peddler, Havala Eva. And we started that set with Alice Howe, a really fine Vancouver Celtic harpist. And not just Celtic, either. She plays lots of stuff and composes some great tunes. From her debut album, Phosphorescence, we heard a tune called The Musical Priest, a traditional tune. 11:35 here on CITR. Winding things down a bit here. There's a brand new CD. It's going to be a PBS TV show called Absolutely Irish. It's Absolutely Irish, that's it. And it's got some great people on it. I'm looking forward to seeing this one when it comes on to PBS, KCTS in Seattle. And this is a song performed here by Susan McKeown, great Irish singer based in New York. It's called Fair London Town. And we're going to carry on an English theme with Jez Lowe, with a track from his brand new CD, and some wonderful horned music from Bellowhead. Why not? But here's Susan McKeown, Fair London Town on CITR 101.9.
To fair London town, all along in these rambles my true love I found. She says, brother sailor, to where are you bound? He smiled and made answer, to fair London town. To London's fair city I would willingly go, but as to get over I do not well know. I'm not bred a sailor, but if you want a hand, I would free your passage over and do all I can. All things were ready, our ship in full sail. Oh, the wind blew north to our whole pleasant gale. We hoist up our sails to our whole heart's content, till our ship she sprang a leak and to the bottom down went. There were 35 of us confined to a lifeboat, with a small share of provisions for each man to support. Our provisions being scarce and no harbour being nigh, then we had to cast lots for to know who'd first die. Lots then were made, in the bag they were shook. Each man on board his own lot he took. But behold this fair creature, the short lot she drew. She was to die first for to feed the whole crew. These lots then were made, sure as plain as you see. The business be done. But before the blow was given, we all heard a gun. Stop, stop your hand, butcher, said this innocent dame. Or are you for killing a harmless and see what I have gained for the loving of thee. Up steps this young man, his long sword to drew, saying, I'm sorry to leave you, good captain and crew. My jewel, my darling, my own heart will burst, but in hopes of your long life, myself will die first. Flew up in his view. His heart, it was heavy, just ready to break, when ship ahoy, cried the captain, and it pulled into view and drew up alongside for to save the whole crew. We hoist up our sails for a full flowing tide, and we landed in Ireland down by the seaside. And this couple got married, and married they be. And they lived as happy as happy could be. Thank you. Thank you all. Cheers.
London City, I made my way. Up Cheapside, I chose to stray. Where a fair pretty maid I there did meet and agreed to her with kisses. Sweet, I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London town. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London town. To some house of sin, and boldly then she entered in. Loudly for supper she did call, thinking that I would pay for it all. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London town. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London town. The waiter brought white wine and red. The waiter brought white wine and red, and the chambermaid prepared a bed. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London town. Between the hours of one and two, she asked me if to bed I'd go immediately. I did consent, and along with this pretty maid, then I went. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London town. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London town. She lay in bed, and soon as she was fast asleep under the bed, I did creep. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London town. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London town. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs. Silver snuffbox and ten pound, a golden watch and a diamond ring. Well, I took the lot and then I locked her in. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London town. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London town. Up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London town. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London town.
Up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs. to the rigs of London town. Up to the rigs, down to the jigs. Up to the rigs of London town.
Come on, young man, and listen to me. If you meet a pretty girl, use a free, use a free. But don't get pied. Remember me when I was up Cheapside. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs. Up to the rigs of London town. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs. Up to the rigs of London town.
Don't you come to these four little rooms anymore. Don't you come to this house. Don't you darken the door. Cause I've spent more time waiting than shame lets me tell. And this house made in heaven is made living hell. And I'm too up to say when you're here. Try when you're gone. I've been too up and too down for too long, she said. Too up and too down for too long. There's just four little rooms, cause you said they would do. Four little rooms, I could wait there for you. Now I know every corner and crack in this place, like I know every crease, every line on me face. But I'm too up to say when you're here, that I'm too down to try when you're gone. I've been too up and too down for too long, she said. Up them stairs of your travels till dawn, then the sun would rise up and would find me alone. But I'm too up to say when you're here, that I'm too down to try when you're gone. I've been too up and too down for too long, she said. It for the rain in the big world outside, cause there's more to life living than ceilings and floors, and I'm not sitting waiting for you anymore. Cause I am too up to say when you're here, that I'm too down to try when you're gone. I've been too up and too down for too long, she said. Too up and too down for too long. I've been too up and too down for too long.
That's Jez Lowe with Two Up and Two Down from his new album, soon to be released, called Northern Echoes. And he's doing the... he's coming through town anyway, October the 3rd. That's right, at the St. James Hall. Jez Lowe, great, prolific and extremely eloquent songwriter. from the northeast of England, County Durham. Two up and two down. Before that was a couple of songs about London. London Town from Bellowhead, from their album Burlesque, and Fair London Town by Susan McKeown from the new Irish music documentary, live performance, call it what you like, absolutely Irish. A very interesting song. All right, there's about 11 minutes left here on the Edge on Folk for this week. My name's Steve Edge. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I've certainly enjoyed bringing it to you. It's a very broad spectrum, which I try to cover, and there's an awful lot of different kinds of music that you can put into a show like this, and why not? And, of course, in the course of researching the show, I do listen to other radio stations, other people's shows and all sorts of stuff, and I came across this little gem, and it's by a guy called Tim Wilson, who I know nothing about. It's from an album called Songs for the Musically Disturbed. And, well, it's for any fans of acid country out there.
Mama made us listen to Pink Floyd and Floyd Kramer. We had three square meals of mushrooms and cornbread. Mama's kitchen smelled a lot like incense and cathead biscuits. We'd watch Porter and Dolly and then throw on the Grateful Dead. Born and raised on acid country, eating turnip greens and a handful of Nebutol. Yeah, Daddy couldn't take it, he had to go. You can't play Hendrix on a banjo. Mama walked the floor and laid another brick in the wall. Our heroes were Roy Acuff and Abby Hoffman. We grew up outside of Woodstock, Tennessee, listening to Farron Young and a side of Inagata DeVita. Mama made a well-rounded outcast out of me. Born and raised on acid country, eating cold ham hocks and a handful of Placid Dill. Yeah, Daddy couldn't take it, he had to go, playing Alice Cooper on a dope roll, wearing leather hip huggers, working in the cotton mill. Your meat, you can't have any pudding. Son, you're walking on the fighting side of me. Yeah, excuse me while I kiss the sky. I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. And Chet Atkins are playing the guitar in TV. Born and raised on acid country, making the smoke on water sound a lot like Uncle Pim. Yeah, Daddy couldn't take it, he had to go. You can't mix Deep Purple and Bill Monroe. Wrong. Sunshine of your love while yodeling.
Somebody's crying in the very back row.
The church is like a tinderbox, the preacher's got a match. Salvation is a rain down and fall through the cracks. The choir master wrapped him up and washed him white as snow. Somebody's crying in the very back row. Cemetery sizzling out behind a fence, the buttoning down the devil like Jesus with a wrench. The sisters are twisting and the men are singing low. Somebody's crying in the very back row. The elders and the deacons are dancing like a bar. The children are screaming like they're trapped inside a car. The world's about to end and everybody knows. Somebody's crying in the very back row.
shadows are stealing across the empty pew. The piano player sleeping and the choir missed its cue. The Pentecost is simmering, the preacher's going home. Somebody's crying in the very back row. 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 Somebody's crying in the very back row.
All right, that's Fred Eaglesmith, title track of his new album, Tinderbox. And he's featured in the latest issue of Penguin Eggs magazine, a great publication. A very interesting interview. What an amazing guy. And his old house burned down as well. And he was actually treated for smoke inhalation. I didn't realise that until I read the interview. He didn't make a point about that. He was just sort of talking about all the stuff that he'd lost. But he's now living in a converted Masonic lodge there in rural Ontario. And making very strange records. Sort of fits in quite nicely with the Tim Wilson theme there of Acid Country. What a great song. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Edge on Folk, and there will be podcasts available of this show later on today. And I'll finally get around to sending some playlists into the website and to the Folk DJ list, so apologies for not having done that recently. It's been a busy summer, and it's going to be pretty busy for the next little while as well, but still. Anyway, as I say, I hope you've enjoyed the show. Stay tuned for Generation Annihilation, a repeat broadcast coming up very soon. And I'm going to leave you with a song that you're very familiar with, performed here by Bill Bourne and Tricontinental, and from the album Let's Play. This is, well, you'll know what it is. It's a good one. I like this. And we could all use a little help from our friends, I think. So we'll leave you with this, and we'll see you next week. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.
What do you do when your love is away? Worry you be alone? Why and how do you feel?
you said to be on your own. I'll get by a little help from my friends. I'll get by a little help from my friends.